Welcome back to the podcast on EV News China. Solid state trials, new car reveals before the motor show, and XPeng's 1400 kilometer range test. Plus, stay tuned. Later in the show, I'll tell you which car manufacturer was caught out using images from a competitor on their own website. Welcome to EV News China, the podcast all about the world's biggest EV market. Every day, I bring you headlines, insights, and analysis from the heart of China's booming EV industry and decode how fast-moving developments in the East shape the global EV landscape. China's battery makers have pretty much all set 2027 as a target year for solid-state trials and real-world road tests. Farasis Energy, CALB, Volkswagen-backed Gotion have all announced trials and validation for next year. BYD has just published 6 solid-state patents and committed to trials next year. CATL, I told you yesterday on the podcast, is reiterating its plans to do trials. And Geely was a big story yesterday too on EV News China, targeting trial production and real-world vehicle validation for next year, delivering 500 watt-hours per kilogram. That's double what we have right now in liquid electrolyte batteries. Geely call it diesel range. I'd love to see smaller, lighter packs, because 300-400 miles, honestly, as long as you can charge cars, how much energy do you need to carry, really? But I suspect they'll go for the big number to flog more motors. CALB plans electric vehicle validation next year, production by 2030 to ramp up. Gotion High Tech wants solid-state cells with 350 watt-hours per kilogram with road tests next year and commercial production in 2030. Mercedes-Benz Farasis Energy, which wants vehicle validation next year, again wants full-scale production in 2030. EVE Energy is developing a sulfide-based solid-state battery cell. It plans to showcase its first-gen cells with 300 watt-hours of energy per kilogram by the end of 2026, with second-gen cells in 2028. Okay, everyone's at it. We'll wait and see who actually delivers. But everyone seems to be kind of convening around road trials next year, 3 years ahead of scaling or mass production on cars we can go and buy that do 1,000 kilometres in an average family car. Like you say, that's diesel range. And they'll charge in 5 minutes as well, because charging is not going to get any slower now that we know how to do it quickly in China. So then, right, okay, well, that's that technology sorted. And you can say, I knew it was coming. Some people will be quite surprised. But hey, you and I are here, aren't we, talking about this stuff. The FAW FinDreams battery project has entered mass production. Its batteries now power EVs from Hongqi to Audi. Zhang Hongjun, the executive deputy general manager, said the company is integrating BYD's Blade battery cells. The venture has secured a nomination for the core project of Hongqi's next-gen pure BEV platform. Hongqi will become the first FAW Group brand to use BYD's Blade battery cells in their own batteries. BYD had kept its own second-gen Blade battery cells and megawatt flash charging technology for themselves until now. FAW, China's first passenger car manufacturer, has adopted partnerships as it moves into the next stage of its business with BYD, CATL. The Hongqi EQM5 uses batteries from both of those firms, for instance. Battery swap versions of that also come with CATL and BYD batteries too. All right, GAC Aion is next in the news, unveiling the Ray 7, the first model in its brand new Ray series. Obviously, we're going to see a ton of this at the Chengdu Auto Show from Friday. Looking forward to watching, hopefully, those English-speaking but China-based YouTubers fill us in on what's happening there. Okay, the Ray 7 is a sedan. Well, it's actually a fastback or liftback, if you want to call it that, but low. Long and low, with a big full-width light bar and a chunky full-width light bar as well. It looks really good. Very aero, 0.22 drag coefficient. Rear-wheel drive, 180 kilowatts of power using Huawei's Drive One integrated drive systems with next-gen thermal management and a 28-in-1 module, they say. CATL supplies the battery. GACI are not announcing a price or launch date yet. That'll come at the motor show, I would think, in a couple of days' time. Pricing should start at 200,000 yuan. That's about $30,000. This goes up against a Xiaomi Su7, Zeekr 007, a Shangji Z7, and more. Now, Luxeed has opened pre-orders in China of its coupe SUV, the RX. That's the electric vehicle brand that comes from Huawei and Chery, by the way. Two versions of the RX, starting at about $45,000. The base variant has in-cabin LiDAR, while the premium version uses Level 3 autonomy equipped. Now, it's not going to drive itself to your house yet, but it has the equipment that it'll need to. They'll launch the RX this autumn. The RX marks the first SUV under Huawei's Harmony Intelligent Mobility Alliance, HIMA, and it uses letters rather than numerical naming. It'll be the public debut at the motor show this weekend. All five brands under Huawei's HIMA Alliance will take part. Luxeed positions the RX as a mid to large all-electric coupe SUV. And it is a good-looking thing. It's one of these, they call it an SUV body shape, but it's a halfway house between that. It's like a slightly taller, it's like a Polestar 2, but with a much more modern styling. Because the Polestar 2, it sort of sits up. It doesn't. My car sits down like a saloon sedan. You've got to put the battery underneath it. And so it's got those elements which make it look like it sits slightly higher. But it looks very, very sporty, by the way. Huawei's Tuling platform underpins the RX. A single and dual motor version will be available using Huawei's high-performance drive system, which spins at 21,000 RPM on the motor speed. Battery size either 81 or 100 kilowatt hours. Four LiDARs, 38 sensors, and 896-channel dual optical path imaging LiDAR, so you can see all the way down the road. Now, a lot of EVs in China aren't just LiDAR'd now. They are 3, 4, 5 LiDARs deep. It's fascinating. Now, Buick is next in the news, launching the Electra L7. This is a pure BEV. Three versions, starting price at $26,000. It's a Buick you can't buy because you're not in China. The BEV version starts at the same price as the EREV version. That's been on sale for not quite a year. The Electra L7 EREV did start at 170,000 yuan, even cheaper, like $25,000. 800-volt architecture, 6C fast charging on all versions. The battery size is 81 kilowatt hours, LFP pack. 10 minutes of charging adds 280 miles or 450 kilometers. DC fast charging, 10 to 80 in 11 and a half minutes. And this one features this new Buick, which again, you can't get. It's a Buick you can't buy. I wonder how many of my listeners would love to buy this. Again, very good looking. Mid to large sedan, I would say, on this. Has their magic carpet system where it detects potholes, speed bumps, and any other irregularities in the road 20 meters ahead and smooths it all out. Very, very premium for $25,000. Now, one more story before we take a break, maybe a couple. Stelato, an EV brand. Again, this is the Huawei and BIC collaboration, putting the G9 on sale. Now, this is a bit more of a beast, by the way. This isn't your kind of $30,000-$40,000 equivalent vehicle. This is your big SUV that costs $65,000. Not Escalade big, but hey, it might be. I mean, I'm just looking at the pictures here. So this isn't the dimensions. It could be deceptive. All the pictures they give of this thing climbing through canyons and up rock faces and people camping on top of it and stuff like that. So that's the image they're going for, this big off-road SUV. Buyers can choose the EREV or the pure BEV version, 5-seat or 6-seat. They call it hardcore SUVing, and we'll see the public debut on Friday at the Chengdu Auto Show. The boxy SUV does have a 3.16-metre wheelbase, so loads of room inside. Dual zero-gravity front seats. Got the onboard fridge, all the toys, 800-volt battery platform. Huawei's one is called the Giant Whale battery, which I think was cool. Obviously, it's all-wheel drive. The big 120-kilowatt-hour battery pack, they say, is 452 miles or 728 kilometers of range. The EREV version with a 75-kilowatt-hour pack will do you over 250 miles and over 1,400 kilometers if you fill it with fuel as well. It's just crazy. Right, let's take a break. There's a lot more to get to. XPeng's big G9L Super Range Extender is coming up. And a bit of a faux pas from Jaguar Land Rover. I'll tell you why. Stick around. Back in a mo. All right, welcome back to the podcast. Now, that was a ton of new car reveals. We're a couple of days away from the Chengdu Auto Show. It's the first big show of the second half of the year. And so, yeah, we're chock full of new car announcements. What did I read the stat the other day? 3.6 new cars announced per day in China in the first half of the year. Yeah, the market is busy, to say the least. XPeng said its Super Range Extender, the G9L, just did a serious bit of driving, and that was covering 1,403.8 kilometres in a range test. This was in uninhabited area, by the way. Not that I know it. It's called Lop Nur, and it's in Xinjiang, and they did it earlier today. The G9L is an all-wheel drive, ultra flagship model, they say. This is just a massive three-row SUV from XPeng. And it travelled from Shenzhen in Xinjiang through the Lop Nur uninhabited area to Gansu. 872 miles with no refuelling or recharging. That's 1,403 kilometres, and it still finished with 25 miles or 41 Ks on the dash. The vehicle used 22-inch wheels and has a CLTC range of 943 miles. So that is a 95% achievement of its optimistic China cycle. The route added 1,200 metres of elevation for a start, which is crazy. Ambient temperatures reached 44.2 degrees Celsius. And they lost contact for a long time because almost 200 miles of the journey has no cell coverage at all. So big test of energy management, thermal management, and it came through out the other side. They also cited a media range test in Shenzhen. They did 512 miles urban driving. That's 120% of its rated range. But of course, urban driving, even in like crazy hot conditions, is still not normal if you're just doing stop-start traffic. But still, either way, this is impressive. The G9L is XPeng's next-generation global flagship and tech flagship. And honestly, I would happily have one of these in my driveway. It looks fantastic. It's a large five-seat SUV. They've been developing it for 3 years, and they had to tick off 3,000 regulatory requirements because they want to sell it in 64 countries and regions. They've done almost 7 million kilometres of testing in the vehicle, and they've tested it in 26 countries already. Now, finally, this is embarrassing. Somebody at Freelander, Jaguar Land Rover, put up perhaps the wrong image. Freelander's website briefly displayed a body in white. So that is the vehicle without its panels on, if you like. It's where you can see all the structures underneath. A body in white. It's a structural diagram. Now, that diagram they showed, according to Chinese media, was a Neo ES8. This was talking about the Freelander's body underneath its panels and how safe the vehicle was. The comparison with the body in white image was found to be the same as the one on Neo's website. There's no suggestion here that someone has right-clicked Save As and put it on their website. It's obviously, I don't know, they put it in like a file or a folder or there's nothing nefarious about this, is there? But it's embarrassing. The front compartment layout is also typical of a battery electric vehicle, which is awkward because the Freelander is an EREV and would need the space for an engine. The image lasted online for an hour before Chinese social media noticed, and then it was taken down. Freelander is owned by Chery and Jaguar Land Rover. Freelander was a model, now it's a brand in China. They haven't publicly commented on this, But I think it's fair to say, if the image was taken down immediately, there probably is a grain of truth in this. And that is your podcast for today. Thank you for listening. See you on the next one.